Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. And we're back on. I have Jeff here. Jeff was on a few weeks back and remembered that he had a whole bunch of other things he wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just pulling his leg. But Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What would you like to talk about this morning? Have you got anything in particular now that you've read all my little photocopies and so on? Folks, we're talking about the 10th phase of our program, which once again, I think maybe for one more time this month too, we're talking about looking at ourselves on an ongoing basis as often as possible, daily if we can convince ourselves to do that, so that we see where we're going wrong or where we're going astray and where we're doing well. So that in mind, we fix things as they happen, or we try to do that. And one of the other things that came up, and we were just talking about a friend who, one of many friends actually, who seems to have control issues in a life, and and how do you take someone else's inventory when we're taught to never do that? But how do you do it in such a way where you're not taking inventory, but you're exposed to a facet of an inventory or a characteristic of a person that is difficult to put up with, and you don't want to lose the friendship? How would you approach telling someone that they're not in good stead in a certain area without abrupting or ending or certainly harming a relationship and maybe even some other relationships? It's a tough instance, but that's a key thing in the program anyway. In the 12 steps, is that we as soon as we start talking about someone else's inventory, we're getting out of the park, because we can only focus, on improving our own life. We all know we can't change anybody. If we're believers of some kind in a higher power, in God, whatever you happen to believe in, then we can defer. Mm-hmm. If we don't, we're in trouble. So we've got to have something to lean on.
But, right. It's always easy to see things in other people. That's what I find. I'm pretty good at finding fault where it might be in someone else, and not so good when I look in the mirror and say, oh, okay, maybe I have that same thing or a different fault, but it's not as bad as that other person's fault. So it's judgment, judgment is very tricky sometimes.
Yeah, judge not. Right. Interestingly enough, though, and I'm guilty of this too, very guilty as a matter of fact, and I've said it several times on the air, as somebody walks by me, I have a life story on the guy before he's into my life for 3 seconds. It's right. A strange kind of thing. But I've learned over the years that if there's something that's a real turn off there, I need to go talk to that person, because there's a reflection of Scott in there somewhere, and I need to, see what it is that makes this guy tick. Hmm. Because as soon as I introduce myself, it won't be minutes, and we'll be identifying, not in what we do, but just in the way we are, because there's similarities, somebody said, well, how do you check out if you're in denial of something? And that is one way. Watch what turns you off in other people, and it very likely is a reflection of something in your character, not exactly necessarily. Mm-hmm. But,
well, you mentioned even before we got on the air about a time when you had a number of people together for 3 weeks, 21 days, and they get to assess you after the 3 weeks. So they're going to find out a lot of things about you over 3 weeks, 21 days, and then they tell you that. And that could, for some people, be devastating. And for others, it might be an encouragement. But whenever we hear something negative about ourselves, and it's a deficiency, we automatically think, oh, that's a deficiency. Yeah. And the more deficiencies that add up, it starts to overwhelm. And because you're not sure how to get out of that. What's, you know, it's like a boat filling with water. If you have a bailer, okay, it's okay. But what happens if the hole's much bigger than the what you're getting out of the boat? You know, you're going down, it seems. So that's kind of more difficult, I think. But, you know, but most of the time we aren't with people for 3 weeks other than our spouse and family.
But you're right, though. That was a grueling example where you're day and night with the same small group of people, and at the end, it's purposeful, and you don't know it, of course, when you're in the course. You assume there might be something similar to that, but to actually sit down in a room with 22 people around a, you know, in a circle, and every one of them giving the positive and the negative about you or me, and we're not allowed to talk, and we just take it, you know. And, you know, when you get to number 21 and every one of them says you've got a very controlling personality and you're difficult to be around, you know, you leave as someone who had false confidence, really, because the confidence was in an aspect of them that didn't really exist. You know, the overconfidence was probably a result of trying to hide this insecurity, and sad situation, but I don't know. I guess there's ways around it. There's a couple of readings today I was looking at, Jeff. I think you have copies of them. Which one are you looking at there? Okay, Helping Hands, this one's called. And again, it's based on this step which says we continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Part of this sharing here, and it's talking, actually, it references James in Scripture, and says, you know, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And then it goes on to say, you know, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Now, whatever you believe in is another story, but this confession I'm finding, and I didn't grow up Catholic, so I didn't go to church to, you know, to openly confess or anything like that. But since I've, you know, got involved with the faith later in life, I see how freeing it is to confess things that I don't like about myself. So in other words, when I do this little personal inventory, I like to tell people where I'm weak. I don't do it as much as I should, but I like to tell people because it lessens it. It takes the heat off for some reason. And I guess it's that vulnerability or being transparent or real and so on. And when I'm that way, I feel better, even though I may be somewhat, you know, fearful of opening myself up totally. You know, although I think I've done it pretty much in every aspect by now, but still, you know, and oftentimes people say, well, who would I talk to? Who would I share this kind of stuff with? And number one, it's got to be somebody you trust. You know, others would say, well, if you are a believer in something, well, you know, start with discussing it with whatever you believe in. You know, if it's God, then you communicate, discuss with God, and it gets a little bit of the heat off. And maybe over time you'll build up enough confidence in yourself to be able to really go to another human being and share with him or her exactly what you do or don't like about yourself.
Yeah, I find it easier to confess to God. I mean, because, you know, we don't see him, and so I could take that for granted at times, but the interesting thing with James, I mean, he says confess your sins to each other. We very rarely hear of that kind of word. Usually deficiency or fault. That's probably a little easier to say. Yeah, you know what? People have told me that before. I'm this or I'm that, and so it's not a surprise. But it's the specific event when, let's say, you have an anger issue, well, then it builds. Well, you just don't want whoever the person is that it explodes on is the person actually I'm really probably sinning against, because I'm actually gone over the top and now exploded. When we explode, we usually say horrible things or mean things or strong things, and then we just don't back out. I don't back out of it. So then it becomes that bad because I've now got something to confess. Oh, I shouldn't have sworn at this person. I shouldn't have thrown something at that person or whatever it is, you know.
Shouldn't have shot him.
But, you know, that's the issue, right? So that's the person, and usually that's the person I least want to go and confess to because it's humbling. Yeah. That's the hard part. Yeah. Now yeah. It's like, oh, wow, I'm the guy who's at fault. I did that. Yeah. And I don't normally do that, but now I have to go to that person and say, I'm sorry. And then maybe then ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is another step. When I do it with God, yes, he knows because he already knows me.
Yeah.
And so there's certain assumptions there. And then I know he is forgiving. But often with people, they forgive, they say, but maybe they don't forget too easily.
Yeah.
And because I can be like that too. So I know there's some things to deal with there.
Well, hang on to that theme. Jeff will maybe carry it a little further, but I think we'll defer to Mr. Jay Rumble, the guy who produces this show. And Jay, welcome to the show as usual.
Great to be here, Scott, as always. Yeah. Great to have Gary here as well.
Yeah. Jay, you know, we get him to participate to whatever degree we're short falling. So, so he's always a pleasure to have on the show, and he runs all the stuff behind the wires. Or I don't know what he does there, but seems
pushing
to work
all the buttons,
out.
Making sure you sound great on the radio.
Exactly. So anyway, Jay, what are you going to do now? Pay bills or
sing
songs?
Yeah, I think it's time to pay a few bills, and then we'll be back here on Share the Burden on Whistle FM.